And when they say that climate change is remaking the map of America, I want you to know they mean that literally. Think about how often we read about and or hear about how the rising ocean levels, sea levels. Well, we'll get to that. Louisiana coastal communities are vanishing. Coastal communities are vanishing in places as rising seas and sinking lands bring ocean waters up to 3 feet higher than they were just three generations ago. In the South Carolina port city of Charleston, high tides alone are enough to flood the streets 50 days out of the year. 50 days of flooding each year. Rising seas, storm surge, and increased flooding have put more than $1.4 trillion worth of private homes and businesses at growing risk along the nation's coasts. President Obama had talked about that, and he was trying to do something about it. In fact, he had begun to do something significant about it. He told us that this was an issue. He started putting into place some measures to address it, strengthen EPA's ability to enforce laws pertaining to climate change. And President Trump has made it one of his great missions to undo as much of that as he possibly can, while he can. Making decisions that are intended to bring about tremendous trouble, chaos, havoc for American citizens, homeowners, and business owners. From the Great Lakes to the Florida Everglades, warmer weather is teaming up with runoff from cities and farms to create massive toxic outbreaks of algae that kill fish. A lot of people eat fish for survival. Birds and other wildlife, and these massive toxic outbreaks make people sick. Disease-spreading ticks and mosquitoes are becoming more prevalent. From the Georgia wetlands to the forests of Vermont, warming waters are disrupting the catch of lobsters off the coast of Maine, crabs off the coast of Washington State, and Pacific cod off the coast of Alaska, which of course means people's livelihoods are being interfered with, as well as people's ability to eat. In Los Angeles and Cleveland, and dozens of cities in between, warming temperatures are exacerbating the health risks to more than 100 million Americans who live in areas where air pollution exceeds national standards. Warming temperatures exacerbating the health risks to more than 100 million Americans who live in areas where air pollution exceeds national standards. Right now, America's total population is a little over roughly 320 million. Total population, a little over 320 million. Over 100 million people being affected just by the air pollution problem that is exceeding national standards. Roughly one third of the entire American population greatly at risk of having their health concerns exacerbated because of the warming temperatures and its impact on air pollution. And our leaders, some of our leaders are saying, we're aware of all of this. We're going to continue to go the course that we've been going. We are going to stay the course. We're going to continue to push the pollutants, oil, gas, coal. We're going to continue to minimize pushing towards renewables. That's not the way we want to go. And here's the thing. These health risks are going to be troubling Republicans and Democrats and independents. This is more than a wake-up call. We're way beyond a wake-up call. It's an inventory of the damage that we're already seeing, and it's a partial tally of the price we're paying for our failure to address the growing dangers of climate change. And as the report makes clear, unless we take action now to cut the dangerous carbon emissions from burning coal, oil, and gas by replacing those dirty fuels with cleaner, smarter ways to power our future, it is all going to get worse. How much worse depends entirely on us, and the range of the hazard and the harm is wide. Climate change, according to the report, puts many things that Americans care about at risk, both now and in the future, and risks will intensify without action. Many options are available to reduce the risks, and choices made today will determine the magnitude of the future risks. If we dedicate ourselves to phasing down our use of fossil fuels over the next 3 decades, something that we can do with existing technology, we can hold global temperature rise to no more than 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels. If not, the report warns, we could make the planet 9 degrees Fahrenheit or more hotter than it was little more than a century ago, with unimaginable consequences for our world. This, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is the preeminent authority on what's happening to our climate. And remember now, all of our politicians are aware of all of these studies and all of these reports. They are fully aware. They're not making their decisions in ignorance. I've said to you a number of times in the past, we need to ask ourselves when our politicians make bad decisions, decisions that tend to cause our nation to come to the edge of a cliff, or in some areas even go over the cliff. Did those politicians who made the bad decisions make those decisions in ignorance because they just didn't take the time to gather all the information they needed to make the right decision? Or did they make the bad decision being fully aware that the decision that they had made would lead us to the edge of the cliff, or in some areas, take us over the edge? And in this case, we can rest assured, the politicians who are saying we're going to stay the course of oil, gas, coal, we're going to choose not to really focus on renewables the way we should, the way people are advising us to do, they're doing so being fully aware of the facts. Because even if you were to say, well, maybe they haven't read the reports, they're responsible for reading the reports. That's part of their job. They're supposed to read so that they can be well informed, so that they make the right decisions. They have no outs. The National Climate Assessment. Well, let me share this with you. Again, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Preeminent authority on what's happening to our climate, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the guardian of the nation's environment and health, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the people who put a man on the moon, the Pentagon, State Department, National Science Foundation, and seven other federal agencies, all of which have come together to issue the most authoritative report ever on the rising toll that climate change is taking on American families and communities. And again, we have so many Republicans as well as Democrats and independents who are saying, politicians, start making the right decisions about this issue. The Democrats are saying, look, we're trying to work with you. Republicans are saying, we're not hearing you. We're tuning you out.